life today.
For the kids home from school, are you stuck in horrific traffic? Maybe you love the white stuff and you spend part of the day just digging out a path to get to your mailbox, perhaps. Tough day for some in the Midwest. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we are coast to coast and all points in between, we know what it's like to live in the Midwest. Great people, salt of the earth. But all of you know that you have to bundle up, and when it comes, it comes. And I'll tell you what, the thing that's been tough, I think, for a lot of people in Illinois and Indiana and Minnesota and Wisconsin is the fact that you've dealt with some of those snow drifts and the unbelievable temperatures, the wind, I mean, cutting like a knife through your skin. It's been a long time since I've been in that kind of weather. Speaking of bad weather, TSA workers now find themselves on leave, at least those who were responsible for the web posting of how you can breach security, basically. That's not what they said in the web posting. They just released the handbook. And it does show you how perhaps you could get through some of the lines and not get patted down, if you will, or pulled aside. In the meantime, the president, or himself, actually, and the White House, is being sued for the White House visitor list. I'll tell you why. Plus, yes, Mr. Gore is refuting Sarah Palin's climate change claims. And what is going on in Copenhagen? We're going to talk about it in this jam-packed 60 minutes here on ATN. So let's jump right to it with the TSA workers who find themselves with some time off, not because of snow, but because of stupidity. Of course, you had to do something about this. Homeland Security was all a Twitter the other day when I was trying to get actually a guest on from Homeland Security, and they weren't really saying much. So what's happened is five workers find themselves out at least for a couple of weeks when the guidelines about airport passenger screening were actually posted. Yeah, posted. It's true, if you haven't heard the story, on the Internet. And, of course, this was going to happen because the senators were starting to question the administration about this security mishap, which is now, what, the second most embarrassing thing to happen in the last couple of weeks. So Homeland Security, like I said, they find themselves in a position with their backs up against the wall a little bit. The Secret Service is investigating how that reality or would-be reality couple were able to bust into the White House state dinner without an invitation. And by the way, they're going to be subpoenaed. They say they're going to take the fifth. So they're dealing with that, and now they're dealing with this TSA flap. And then what a lapse it was, too. I can't say enough about how stupid this is. And it's so funny. Every time when I go and I think of taking off my shoes and pulling out the keys and doing all these different things, and here you have somebody who just throws up the guidebook and it's posted on the Internet in so many different places. So Homeland Security said they stopped posting documents with the security information in full or in part on the Internet until the review is complete. So they're not putting anything up. If you check, you'll notice that. Janet Napolitano, who is the Homeland Security Secretary, was asked about what the department is doing to make sure it doesn't happen again. I like this. It's like a kid being scolded. How will you make sure this never, ever, ever happens again? And so they say that Napolitano, whose back was against the wall, just threw in, oh, by the way, the traveling public was not at risk. Can you imagine? So the passenger screening document on the Internet, a little bit of insight in how to sidestep security. I mean, really, there should be serious consequences for this breach of security. Serious. I mean, give me a break. I would venture to say that the administrative leave is not enough. Whoever was the dumbbell that put it out there, they should be gone. Can you imagine? They should be gone. Who knows if somebody in the future is able to take this, because they're not going to change what they're doing screening-wise because this was posted. All of a sudden, there isn't going to be a secret set of rules. It's like a playbook in football. Oops, we don't have time to draw up any of those new plays or those plays on the fly, so we're just stuck finishing out the game this way. So they're not going to change it. Even if they do tweak a few things, they're not going to be able to tweak very much. And it brings up the question to me, as somebody who just traveled, I mean, are these jokers even doing a good job with this? It's the online document posting was a big mistake, right? Airport security to me is not much better. I don't see how we're any more secure, because if I knew the ways to get around it, which it's been proven, people have planted things in an effort to see how easy it was to get by security, and they've been able to do it. So luckily, there haven't been any catastrophes. But I'll tell you what, the more they keep bungling things up, I think the more you should worry that something could happen at an airport. I mean, talking about some of the sections in this document, I know I talked about this in our last show, but who's exempt from additional screening? Well, members of the U.S. Armed Forces, so just dress up like you're in the Armed Forces. How about some of the governors and lieutenant governors? I mean, how many TSA people are going to know who the lieutenant governors are of whatever state? They're not going to know it. It's called fake identification. The mayor of Washington, D.C., also on that list. And that's obviously one of the route somebody could take if they wanted to get through security without any problems. I'd say big, huge gaffe. Somebody needed to be beheaded for that. Beheaded in the sense that they need to lose their gig, but at least they've got people on administrative leave. And for my money, I don't think we're that much safer at the airports. If we're safer in this country, it's because of what the FBI has stepped up and what they've done through the agencies and with other agency cooperation, and they've stopped several plots from actually happening. But as far as flying in the airport, really honestly, if somebody wanted to get through, I think that they pretty much would be able to find a way to do that. I mean, at this point, it seems like if we were to have some other kind of attack, it wouldn't necessarily be in the air anyway. It would probably be something to do with tunnels and subways or in some city, and that's the plans that have been stopped have had to do with those very things, blowing up a building in Dallas or blowing up a portion of the subway. All right, we come back on the flip side. We're going to look at a couple of things that are happening in the entertainment industry that are actually kind of interesting, including this adult-themed Frosty video that is stirring up a lot of controversy. Gee, I wonder why. Stay with us.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 8, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $11.54.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.85.44, $5.92.72 for a half ounce, or $2.96.36 for the quarter ounce. That's $11.85.44, $5.92.72, or $2.96.36.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Decade and a half, maybe. Latest thing in the Tiger Woods scandal is the naked photos of Woods apparently really are going to be sent to Playgirl. They have been. They're authenticating them, and it looks like they're going to publish them. Whew. Talk about going from bad to worse. And the latest is, as Tiger tries to get out of the woods, so to speak, the family apparently is considering leaving the country, and her family hopes that they're able to work it out. So that's good in his favor if that's what he wants to happen, or if that's a possibility. So that makes sense to me, right? Since the golf tour, the PGA wouldn't start up for him until the end of January, if in fact he's even going to jump back on the tour. But the best way to avoid the paparazzi, even though they certainly can get a plane ticket and fly to wherever, but there are islands and private places that they wouldn't be able to get to. If Tiger Woods and his family want to avoid contact with the public by hiding out behind, their gates in their community in Orlando, then probably the better thing would be leave the country. So this is the thing that's curious. They're going to move to Sweden. And like I said, it looks like a private island, because then you wouldn't be able to get on the island. If they completely buy the island for however long, well, then nobody's, except for people that they would want, nobody's going to be able to get in and off the island, you know, come in and leave. So they would be secluded there because more and more news just keeps rolling in about Woods and his behavior with women and waitresses and hostesses and, you know, all kinds of crazy, crazy stuff. So certainly that tops entertainment news without a doubt. There are a couple of other interesting snippets. We usually don't do entertainment news just once in a while. So I happen to come across this story about Frosty the Snowman, my favorite, by the way, cartoon when I was a kid at Christmas time. You know, there's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty, all that stuff. So anyway, the jolly Frosty Snowman is now bragging about his porn collection, discussing his breast size and mentioning bullwhips, and then soaring off in Santa's sleigh. This is what's interesting. The CBS promotion staff thought that the two mashups of the cartoon characters spliced to look as if he were uttering adult lines from How I Met Your Mother and Two and a Half Men were just harmless fun. The videos on CBS's website and on YouTube have created some holiday consternation for some people. One newspaper back east called it, and this was what led me to find it, Frosty the Perv. And, you know, the trailers are funny, but it's kind of like in-your-face South Park-ish. So if you've got a kid who Googles Frosty, they're going to come up with, I guess they're going to come up with, or could come up with this. And so CBS feels like they've got egg on their face, and they don't think it's funny at all. They think it's inappropriate. So they're upset that one of their rank and file decided to do that, and in fact sent out a release that Frosty the Snowman, the holiday classics anyway, are better left untouched. You know, Frosty hasn't even aired yet this year, not until December 18th. Mm-hmm. So are they offensive? You know, nobody has a sense of humor anymore. But the idea that you probably would have kids Googling it, they'd be confused. They're not going to say, oh, yeah, that's a line from How I Met Your Mother. I get it. They're just joking around there. So I can understand why some people would be upset by that. It's a newer, braver Frosty with bullwhips. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
You know the difference between Googling Frosty and then seeing something that came up with strange lines. You would get a chuckle, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do have a sense of humor.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, it was probably just the technicians, you know, just having a little...
fun.
Yeah, it was just like when Jesse Ventura got elected governor. I remember I was watching the returns, like how long ago that was. And I thought maybe it was the technicians at CNN having a little, you know, having a little fun. But then I turned a few hours later and saw that was Jesse Ventura, elected governor. I went,
whoa.
I went, with all due respect to Governor Ventura, it was either the people of Minnesota were that desperate or they wanted complete change and they went for it.
Well, think about it. It's the fame bug. And I think they wanted complete change. So that was Ventura, kind of like California. Gray Davis, boom, out of there. And who comes in but the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It would have been funnier if, I know Gary Coleman ran for governor, it would have been funnier if he would have won.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay. Anyway, I spoke to Steve tonight, actually this afternoon, tonight his time, and he had just come back from a demonstration in Jerusalem. It was basically that he's saying that Bibi is selling out to the Americans are telling him what to do. So one right-wing commentator called Barack Obama a puppeteer to be BB's the puppet, and that's the Netanyahu's nickname,
right?
And that Barack Obama is the puppeteer.
Wow.
Because so basically saying it's American money talking. So a lot of right-wing Israelis are telling him don't knuckle under. Hey, you know, especially a lot of super right-wing Israelis. You've heard of the late Rabbi Meir Kahane.
Right.
Okay, for you people, some of your listeners who don't know, this is how right-wing he was. It was about 20-odd years ago, a a reporter asked him at a news conference, hey, if you want to get rid of all the Palestinians, if it means putting them in the cattle cars and shipping them off like the Nazis did to the Jews in World War II, would you do that? He said, if it comes to that, yes, I would. So, you know, that's...
Yeah, that was like one of the most, probably an incredibly explosive comment that he made, and that's why most people recognize him because of that comment.
Right. And, you know, it is unfortunate. So I said, what else did they talk about? I said, basically just calling, you know, basically they're saying, don't knuckle under. This is our land. One day, God will make the Palestinians leave, or, you know, whatever. And I'm thinking, Steve, yeah, because I know it's politics. Steve, are you that far right, that far right wing? He goes, his politics is right of center, which means, okay, they gave him the Gaza Strip. Give him some of the West Bank, you know, maybe not some of the stuff that's not, you know, occupied. And him and I both agree on this one. Golan Heights and Jerusalem, non-negotiable. And if any of your listeners have a problem with that, like you said, hey, it's the First Amendment. If they disagree, hey, that's fine. You know, that at least that's the way I feel.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely.
Oh,
how many so-called right-wingers do you think there are in Israel?
Enough to make it difficult for Bibi.
Wow.
You know,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I can't, I don't have a number specifically, neither does Steve, but like he said, enough to make Bibi sweat, as he bluntly put it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he is worried. You could tell that in his last visit to the United States.
Right. And I said, Steve just became an Israeli citizen. Mm. So pretty soon he might be getting hit. Well, after he becomes a citizen, they give him 3 years, and then he'll get his papers to go into the army. But since he's a rabbi, he'll automatically become an officer.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah, but you know, when most rabbis, you know what their jobs are? Trying to meet the religious needs of the guys in his unit. And unfortunately, if one of them is killed, he has to do the graves registration and, you know, the whole bit.
That's got to be rough. Has he had to do that? I don't think so, right?
No, not yet. I mean, unfortunately, he's had to do a couple, you know, like sometimes... The rabbinical school we went to had sometimes like a synagogue or an organizational call and say, hey, we need a rabbi for a funeral or whatever. They have a list of some of the, you know, past students who graduated and said, Steve, are you available this and this day? Can you perform a funeral? Unfortunately.
Yeah. That's tough. Give him our best from the show.
Okay.
And
By the way, he saw the Canadians' 50th anniversary, the 100th anniversary thing on the internet.
Uh-huh.
He said, nobody can top it.
All right, truer words were never spoken. I've seen a slice of that, too.
Worried about paying for 4 years of college? You should be. College costs are escalating dramatically. That's why you need college without going broke on WebTalkRadio.net. Certified college planning specialist Ron Adams gives you insider secrets he's used to help thousands of families pay college costs and meet their other financial goals. Don't go broke. Go to college without going broke on WebTalkRadio.net. Just imagine college without going broke. Listen today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Go. I almost hate to beat up on this guy anymore. For a while, he was the Tiger Woods of the moment, the flavor of the month. But this was a couple of months ago. South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford dodged a serious bullet called impeachment on Wednesday, but was tongue-lashed by legislators there for his travels to go hang with his mistress in Argentina and also the misuse of state planes. So what was interesting is they voted down the measure to impeach him. You know, he's been a two-term guy. Instead, deciding to recommend a formal rebuke for bringing the state, I love this part, bringing the state, not himself, or his family, bringing the state ridicule, dishonor, disgrace, and shame. Yeah, when I think of South Carolina, that's exactly what I think of. I've got a bunch of friends that live in Charleston. You have a horrible state because of that fooling around governor. And what they did say did make sense, ultimately. You can't impeach him for hypocrisy or for lack of leadership skills is one of the things that they slammed him with. So they can put pressure on him to resign, but he's not budging. That's not going to happen. You know, what they were highlighting during the discussion is the state planes, the taxpayer-funded trip to Argentina, the misconduct that started the recommendation to remove him from office and all that sort of stuff. Do you believe that the story on Sanford broke back in June? That's when he admitted he had that affair, that year-long affair. And his second and final term ends in January of 2011. And I'm telling you, he's got a death grip on that office. He is not going to step aside. So he still makes it into the bad boy file. He's probably going to have to pay $74,000 in fines. And he's also the subject of a state ethics commission hearing. And there you got 37 charges. That's about the planes and the personal use of the planes and the political trips and the commercial airline seats. So he's still going to have to address that. He's still going to have to come up with something there. You know what was interesting? The first lady, Jenny Sanford, was supposed to appear on the Barbara Walters show, the 10 most fascinating people of the year. She's a woman who, in her own right, was a Wall Street exec and then met him, had four sons, all that other sort of stuff. So she was somebody that was considered fascinating because of the situation that she found herself in and how she handled it. And how interesting is it on the same day when they were talking about impeaching her husband as a result of what he did with the philandering with the woman who he said, Maria Chapur, who he said he was just friends with, but then it turned physical. You know, the nutty part about that is the same thing. The email messages, the stuff that came out in our in an earlier hour in America Tonight, we were talking about the etiquette of emailing and sexting and all that other sort of stuff. And just remember, once you put it out there, it's out there. You can't reel it back in. It doesn't mean that it goes away, somebody hits delete, and it's gone. Somebody wants to dig it up, they can dig it up. So for stupidity, he still remains in the bad boys section of this show. I didn't bring this up before, but I'll throw it in here now. And just for grins, I hate to keep going back to Tiger Woods, but just quickly, a California congressman was all excited. His name's Joe Baca. He proposed legislation way back in March that called for Woods to be recognized for promoting good sportsmanship and breaking down barriers in the sport of golf. But because of what happened, he pulled it back. He dropped the whole effort to get him a congressional gold medal. After the firestorm media frenzy around his personal life that happened right after Thanksgiving, he decided after he mulled it over, Baca did for a couple of weeks, that this wasn't a good thing anymore because of in light of what's happened. So the medal, which is the highest award Congress has to honor civilians for any kind of a contribution or achievement, was pulled back. And I don't think that's necessarily a surprise. All of a sudden you're seeing that sponsors are dropping out. And I mean, it was bound to happen because, as I've said, for the last, I don't know, week now, it's just the more the things come out, the more salacious it becomes, the more that people are distancing themselves from Tiger Woods for now. I mean, a smart course probably would be what I mentioned, the idea that they're thinking of going to Sweden to go on a private island, just hang out and be away from everybody. That's probably the smartest thing, you know, at this point that he can do, and then see ultimately if they can get back together or she can't get all those other women out of her mind. Al Gore looked like he was going out of his mind as he became unglued talking about climate change. The former VP is kind of in this back and forth with a, you know, by something that Sarah Palin said in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post. The piece was called Copenhagen's Political Science, and the former Alaska governor said that the leading climate experts have destroyed records, manipulated data to hide the decline in global temperatures, and tried to silence the critics by preventing them from publishing in a peer-reviewed journal, which is true if you look at what happened as a result of those emails. So Gore did an interview with Andrea Mitchell, and it aired on Wednesday, and he said the deniers are persisting in an era of unreality. And he went on to say that the entire North Pole ice cap is disappearing before our eyes. What do they think is happening? What could they possibly think is happening? I mean, it's interesting. It does bring up a very, very good question, right? Gore versus Palin. The divide, which is a partisan divide, let's face it, over climate change, is the climate change, some of what we've heard recently, much ado about nothing? Is there a little bit of truth in it, but most of it is highly exaggerated, or is it just pure and utter fantasy? Well, I think when it comes to protecting the environment and doing things to help preserve, you know, the quality of life for future generations, I don't see why you can't call that into question. But I do believe that some of what's been discussed, especially in light of the emails, because you can't deny that. I mean, it's right in your face as to, ooh, because of these changing patterns, we're going to have to come up with, you know, how do we make this still sound horrible so we don't blow it in Copenhagen? How do we do this? Well, I mean, obviously, there's an agenda there. Obviously, they wanted the scientists wanted the information to point to really nasty stuff so that the scientific community could back up what's been going on. And, you know, you can look at things and see that there are some things that could be done locally to preserve, you know, even the easiest things, I've said this before, to preserve forests, for example, not using both sides of papers and recycling and whatever. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about going really deep, changing energy as we know it, and sending it through the roof. So it's all well and good if you can have a windmill in your backyard, but what if you can't afford it? And going green, and I have looked into this. Yes, the light bulbs, you can change them out, and that helps a little bit or whatever, and it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. But to take your house and to completely go green with your house, you have got to have a lot of extra cash, because it is not cheap to do with the so-called green. So then it makes you wonder how much of it is, and we've talked about this before, a scare tactic pushed by people who, frankly, are going to make a ton of money and are making a ton of money on a particular movement, on the idea that, oh, my God, look at the polar ice caps. We are screwed. Our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, who knows, it's going to hit them. Pretty soon, it's just going to be ice all the way across. It's going to be water, actually, all the way across, and human life won't exist as we know it. And this is part of what's being discussed in Copenhagen, as to whether or not there could be some kind of a deal to get the ball rolling. And this is something you got to be concerned with, because guess what? You can't say, you know what? I don't care what they're saying. I don't care about the conversation about fossil fuels. You do care, because it is going to affect your life in the United States. It's going to affect what you're going to pay for energy. It's going to be sky high at the rate we're going if some of the things, some of the stricter policies kick in. Stay with us. More fun and frivolity on the flip side here on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get 3 bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in 1 day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary?
The system is rigged.
These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court.
Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute.
Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heartbeat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
All right, Janet Napolitano, the top brass at Homeland Security, the secretary, says, no big deal. The public was never at risk just because the TSA security information was posted online. I'm going to call foul on that. You might disagree. Fair or foul, in your opinion, just some of what we've been talking about on America Tonight. Let me give out the digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Also, in talking about Copenhagen, just briefly there, Al Gore really didn't name Palin, but going after something that Palin said, but something that's been reported high and low for the last 3 weeks, the emails that were found, let's just say, and circulated, speaking of the Internet, all over the place, emails that clearly pointed to the fact that, and you can't deny it, that a scientist said, hey, listen, these numbers aren't matching up, and I'm basically summarizing it, so what are we going to do, because it's not going to sound right, you know, for the report. What are we going to do? Because they, in other words, he wanted the report to make it sound like, oh, this is scary stuff, but didn't actually have the numbers. So that's a problem. If you're going to sell us global warming, you got to sell it right. You got to have better salesmen. So those scientists have to be on the same page. And we have had, and this is why I say this, hey, prove it to me, and I'm willing to say, absolutely, I was wrong. But because we've talked to enough people on all sides of this, because we've had definitely had people on that totally believe in global warming, think it exists, and don't understand why we're not buying into it, why a lot of people that are calling the show aren't, and then why I'm not buying into it. And as I said, I think there are things you can do to help the environment that are common sense that you should do, and it's easy enough to do. And it makes sense, absolutely. If you want to call that a green thing by recycling, then I do a green thing. I recycle. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about things that will affect us as far as emissions and vehicles and fines and taxes and what you're going to pay for energy. You know, in this country, because certainly we dragged our heels as a result of oil, it's all about the oil. A country like Brazil, which does, of course, have sugar cane and they can massively produce ethanol, they offer the choice. You have a switch in the car, most of them anyway. You get petrol or you get ethanol. Boom, problem solved. It's produced, it's there, it's available. But we don't have that capacity right now. And the cars, the majority of the cars couldn't support that at this point anyway. And then when you talk about hybrids, some of them are simply just not affordable. Now they're becoming more affordable, but how much are the hybrids helping overall the environment? And, you know, we can go in a lot of directions with global warming, but I think more importantly, it's the emissions. And that is what, is the big conversation, one of them anyway, at the summit where you've got almost 200 countries that are there. Jana is listening to us in Iowa. Hello, Jana.
Hey, Kate. A couple subjects. First of all, I'd like to know what the laws are in Sweden on her getting all the money or half the money, et cetera, if they split up and if he can be proven unfaithful and everything. Maybe she's going where she can get a better deal that way. I think that's crazy, though, to take him to an island and expect him to stay faithful because you got him on the island. But, you know, be that as it may, I guess she's the one that's got to make that decision. But
wait, I like this part. So because you think if, with what we've heard now about the Tiger Woods, you know, situations with these women, that even if you put the guy on an island, he still probably couldn't be faithful to you.
Somebody's going to come by on a boat and take their tube top off and wave it at the island.
That's terrible. That's so funny.
Then I got to tell you about this, about global warming. I'd love to be off the grid. Cannot afford it, of course.
Right.
I heard that Daryl Hannah years ago went off the grid. She was bragging about a place that she lives in where, you know, she doesn't pay a water bill and the whole nine yards, heating and cooling and all that. Well, years ago when I was married, my ex-husband took me to the middle of Missouri to see a buddy of his that he hadn't seen for years and years and years. And he said he lives out in the middle of this field and he's went all natural, he's off the grid and everything. So we went there and finally got to his place. Looked like a total junkyard in the middle of the field. And we stayed for, oh, I don't know, maybe an hour or so. And he went outside and talked to him. We got back in our car and left. And I said, so how's he afford all this? And because I didn't see any sign of any money or any prosperity at all. And he said, well, he told me that he's doing drugs, and it came from the drug money. And we never went back to see him, needless to say, after that. But sounds like to me you've got to have money from somewhere to do it, be a movie star or into drugs or just wealthy per se.
Absolutely. And that's it's like you said, great, then let's all go off the grid. But the problem is we could not afford it. You could not afford it. In my neighborhood, Jana, just probably about a mile and a half away, there is somebody that has a windmill, which is unbelievable to me. But then I find out the guy is a massive, filthy rich CEO. He bought three houses next to him and could have the property and put up the windmill. And it was like a drop in the bucket for him, but cost him a fortune to have it put in and to do the other things, the green things that he did, like almost $1 million.
Yeah. Hey, I got a couple of quick, cute jokes for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
What?
Outlaws are always wanted.
Good, I like that.
The second one I thought was very cute. It was a kid's joke. Why did the cow cross the road?
Why?
To get to the other side.
That's good. I like it.
You have a good evening.
All right, thanks. Bye. Oh, that's so funny. She's so cute. I think my 8-year-old nephew actually told me that cow joke when I saw him last week in Florida, the udder joke. He's good at the joke thing. You know, you have to remember the lines. It's the delivery. We give Jana high marks for the delivery there. That was pretty good, actually. And then her comments, of course, on Tiger Woods. But what she was saying about, you know, the encounter with somebody who the place might have looked like a junkyard, but they were off the grid, et cetera, it does take money. I had a designer on from HGTV, and that's exactly what we talked about, going green. And how do you go green? And in the end of the conversation, oh, no, it's affordable. It could be affordable for anybody. We added everything up, and no, it was not affordable for everybody. So, you know, you can push and push and push, but ultimately, the reality is, especially in these times where you have in some cities, in some suburbs, in some rural areas, 17% unemployment. You got to be kidding me. That's not happening. There's just absolutely no way. And because of the scientific evidence, I think that's disputable. That's the problem. You're going to sell it to us. Boy, you got to have it all sewed up. And that's the deal. And it's not all sewed up. In most of the surveys, it's very split. Either 100% people are on board or 100% people think it's a bunch of nonsense. And you know that China and the U.S. were going back and forth at the climate talks. I mean, basically trading barbs, if you will. And if you look at carbon polluters, then certainly the U.S. and China would be the ones that would be pumping it out the most because of the population, right? So the U.S. chief negotiator, a guy named Todd Stern, was pushing China to stand behind the promise to slow the growth of their carbon output and make the declaration part of an international climate change agreement. But China said, are you kidding me? Forget it. We're rejecting that. And we're renewing our criticism of you guys for failing to meet the 17-year-old commitment to provide financial aid to developing countries and to reduce emissions of carbon dioxide and other gases warming the Earth, which is exactly what we knew was going to happen to the U.S., asking everybody else to chip in. But, whoa, what's going on with greenhouse gas emissions in the good old USA? All right, as I am fond of saying on this show, despite everything that we've talked about, we still live in the greatest place on the face of the earth, that is USA, baby. And outside of the borders are some great places, too. Just remember, you can always take the road less traveled. It's a lot more fun.
We gotta figure a way out of this, Bullwinkle.